Kellogg's Pep.
Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal with the prize in every package, invites you to share another thrilling adventure with Mark Trail.
Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Trail!
The break of morning in the Rocky Mountains of America is a beautiful yet unearthly sight. The crags and peaks of the mountains seem to rest on a soft, fleecy bed of cotton. And the few roads that man has carved up here emerge from a misty nowhere. On one of these roads, an automobile in low gear appears from the mist. It makes its way toward a two-story, weather-beaten shack just off the mountain road.
Pete?
Hello, Sam.
What brings you up here so early in the morning?
I love my partner.
Now, ain't that sweet of you?
I like to share the bad news as well as the good with him.
Bad news? Why, the law wise to our record?
Not yet, but they will be.
What do you mean by that?
Who's the biggest sucker contributing to the stocking and maintenance of this phony wildlife acre setup of ours?
That's easy. Walter Brookfield, you know that. He was good for 25,000 bucks last year.
Yeah. Well, now, dear Waldo wants the world to see what wonderful work his money is doing. He wants pictures of all the animals we've stocked on wildlife acres and the conservation measures we're carrying out.
So what? Get pictures of animals from any outdoor magazine and send them to him.
That isn't Waldo's idea. He's sending a photographer up here to take pictures. To trail the animals and do an article on them.
Oh, yeah.
And you know you're lucky if you see a field mouse in this forsaken hole.
What's this photographer's name?
Mark Trail, naturalist, wildlife expert.
Trail, huh? I've heard of him.
Well, what do we do now, Sam?
What do we do, Pete? We stop worrying. After all, it's a long way from the railroad to here. The roads are narrow and they're dangerous. They could even be fatal. With a little help from us, I don't think Mark Trail will ever get here.
Well, we'll soon learn whether Mark reaches his destination. But we already know there'll be many a thrill along the road.
Yes, many a thrill. So pay attention, for someday there may be thrills in your own life. And if you're in shape to take the excitement, it can be fun. You know you want to feel fit for fun, so make Kellogg's Pep the main part of your breakfast every single day. Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Wheat in its most delicious form, toasted flakes of wheat, ready to eat, fun to eat, wonderful with milk and sugar. Pep helps you feel fit for fun because it packs a powerhouse of food elements you need to build up strength, energy, and nerve. Be on the winning side in games and sports. And listen, every single package of Pep also packs a prize. A handsome prize I'll tell you about before the show's over. And remember, P-E-P means more than Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. P-E-P also means prize in every package. So if you want to have your fun and eat it too, ask your mother when she goes shopping, bring me a package of Kellogg's Pep. That's Kellogg's Pep!
From the craggy peaks of the Rocky Mountains, we move to a neat, well-manicured estate just outside San Francisco. As we look through the large French windows in the enormous Tudor-style house, a strange sight greets our eyes. Mark Trail and Scotty are seated on a plush, overstuffed divan, looking as uncomfortable as a fish out of water, listening to a man who cares for nothing but his own success, no one but himself. Mr. Waldo Brookfield.
You were saying, Mr. Brookfield...
Yes, Mr. Trail. Always been a lover of nature.
course, too busy a man to bother with hunting, fishing, that sort of tomfoolery, but love nature.
I'm sure you do, Mr. Brookfield.
Mr. Brookfield, what's the difference?
Scotty.
What's that, son?
Nothing, Mr. Brookfield. Continue.
Sorry, Mark.
Yes, well, saying love nature. Mean it, too. Gave over $25,000 last year to Wildlife Acres, private conservation project in the Rocky Mountains.
I know. You said that before, Mr. Brookfield.
Right. Now, want the world to know about this project. That's why hiring you to take pictures, so people learn about these things.
And also, what a generous guy you are.
Eh?
Nothing, Mr. Brookfield. Go on. Scotty will keep quiet, won't you, Scotty?
Yes.
Now, pictures you take, negatives mine as well as prints.
Negative?
Need them. Going to superimpose photo of me on them. Get good shots. Want people to see and understand that I know and care about wildlife.
All right, Mr. Brookfield, but it may take some time. Nature photography isn't as simple as studio photography.
Take all the time, spend all the money you have to, but must have those pictures 2 weeks before primary day here in California.
You're running for office, Mr. Brookfield?
State senator. There's a big nature lovers vote in this state. Figure may as well get some return on philanthropy to Wildlife Acres.
Of course, Mr. Brookfield.
Glad you understand. Some people narrow-minded.
I am.
Hey, boy, speak up.
Nothing, Mr. Brookfield.
No point in talking. Got nothing to say. Now, Mr. Trail.
Yes?
Here are train tickets to Rockhaven Depot. Understand Wildlife Acres about 15 miles away and about 2 miles up from there.
Oh, you've never been there yourself?
Busy man. Can't. I'll wire Sam Drayson and Pete Logan, the men who run Wildlife Acres, that you're on your way. Already wrote them a letter. You'd be coming.
All right, Mr. Brookfield. Come on, Scotty. Maybe a train ride will take that scowl off your face.
Hi, Andy.
Lonely back here in the baggage car?
I'm keeping him company.
Not very cheerful company from the looks of you, Scotty.
Andy doesn't mind, do you, Andy?
Maybe not. Here, Andy. Brought you something from the diner. Nice steak bone.
Mark, why are we taking this trip for that blowhard Mr. Brookfield? He doesn't care about nature or wildlife or conservation or anything except his own interests.
Well, for two reasons, Scotty. One, I think we can make his interest in conservation real and unselfish.
You think so, Mark?
We wouldn't be very good missionaries for conservation if we didn't at least try. And the second reason, Scotty, is that I'll help any kind of publicity that makes Americans nature conscious. Hello?
Sam, Pete Logan. A wire just came into the depot down here.
Oh, is trail arriving?
Tomorrow morning.
Good. Gives us plenty of time to set our snare. Did you fix it up with old Nick and that rattletrap taxi of his to drive him up here?
I will as soon as I hang up.
Okay. Then meet me at Dead Man's Curve on our private road. I'll start walking down right now.
Okay.
And don't forget to bring picks and shovels in the car. We'll need them to dig a death trap for Mark Trail. Okay, Pete, you've loosened enough dirt. I'll dig it out now.
A pleasure. Go to it.
And look out, I want to throw this over. What's the matter?
I get the shivers every time I see you toss a shovel full of dirt over that cliff. 500 feet before it hits bottom.
Yeah, that's how many feet it'll be before trail hits bottom. How deep do you think we've dug this hole on the outside of the road?
About 4 feet.
All right, that's enough. Start getting those thin branches and leaves together. Uh-huh. We'll spread them across this hole in the road and then cover them with dirt.
Right, sir.
Then when the front wheel of Nick's taxi hits this spot, she'll drop, tilt, and over the side of the cliff will go the car and Mr. Mark Trail.
Young fella, you Mark Trail?
That's right, old timer. You supposed to meet me?
Yep. Take you up to Wildlife Acres. I didn't say nothing about a boy or a dog, though.
Well, Scotty and Andy won't take up much space.
It ain't the point. Gonna cost somebody extra, though. Price I give was for you only.
Don't worry, old timer. We'll pay.
Sure. Money's no object to us. Well, that's what Mr. Brookfield said.
Right, Scotty. Where's your car, old timer?
It's right here.
Oh, that old jalopy?
Now, you just hold on a minute, sonny. Don't you speak disrespectful about old Betsy. I had her for 20 years and expect to have her for 20 more.
That's telling you, Scotty. Come on, let's get in.
Okay, Mark. But Mr. Brookfield said Wildlife Acres was 2 miles up. This doesn't look like it could climb 2 feet.
Now, look here, son. If you was a mite older, them would be fighting words. Old Betsy's better and more sure-footed on those mountains than a bighorn goat.
How's the road up to Wildlife Acres?
Oh, I can't say. I've never been up there. Got about 10 miles of private right-of-way I never drive on. But if man and beast can get up there, why, old Betsy can.
All right, old-timer. We'll take your word for it. Let's go.
Here's the captain of the private road.
Looks pretty well kept.
Well, I've got to admit that Betsy's done all right so far.
She may not be fast, son, but she's sure.
Andy! Oh, Mark, he leaped out of the car.
Just wants a little exercise, Scotty.
Oh, look, he's chasing a woodchuck.
Go on, Andy, you can get him.
Look at that critter skitter along.
Straight up the road. Go on, Andy. What's the joke, Scotty?
This is sort of like a parade. The woodchuck ahead of Andy and Andy ahead of the car. Doesn't say much for the car, does it?
Now look here, sonny. I said old Betsy ain't fast.
Oh, I didn't mean to insult her.
Yeah, but she's sure, and she's safe. Now you just sit there rooting for your dog, and I'll get you and Mr. Trail up to Wildlife Acres all in one piece.
Hey, Sam. Don't you think it would be...
No, Pete, and don't you start thinking. I told you just what we're going to do.
Yeah, I know.
We'll sit right here outside of the shack and we'll wait for them. When they're a decent 3 or 4 hours late, we'll call the station. They'll send out a search party and then see the tragic results of the road cave-in.
Suppose something goes wrong.
You know how sound carries here. We'll hear them when they're within a mile of Dead Man's Curve. And we'll certainly hear the crash. And, oh, will you stop scratching your arms?
Oh, I can't help it. I got a rash.
Huh? Oh. Yeah. And when Trail is dead, we convey our regrets to Mr. Brookfield, send him phony pictures of Wildlife Acres, and ask him for a nice fat contribution to help fix the road up here.
Yeah, I've got to give you credit, Sam. It's a perfect plan.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
Listen.
Yeah, that's Nick's taxi.
Yeah. About 1,000 feet below us. Very near Dead Man's Curve.
Yeah, but what if anything...
Listen. Well, Pete, there goes Mark Trail and all our troubles over a 500-foot cliff.
As the final sounds of the crash die away, Sam and Pete smile happily. No one can fall 500 feet down the cliff and live. In a moment, we will continue, so stand by. To come out of this one alive, Mark, Scotty, and Nick will need plenty of strength, energy, and nerve. Things that are mighty important to all of us. So listen.
Help build up strength. Help build up energy. Help build up strong bones and steady nerves with that famous build-up wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Whole wheat in its most delicious form, toasted flakes. That's Kellogg's Pep. Now, don't get me wrong. One serving of Kellogg's Pep won't make you a giant of strength. But a single serving of Pep with milk and sugar day after day will help you build up strength, energy, and nerve. Help you run faster, play harder, study better. You see, each serving of Pep provides more vitamins than you'll find in any other ready-to-eat wheat cereal, including a full day's need of vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. So to help yourself feel fit for fun, eat marvelous, malty-flavored Pep. There's something else that I'll tell you about later, too. A fun-filled prize in every package. Yes, a dandy prize. So, if you want to have your fun and eat it too,
pick Pep, the prize package with the powerful powerhouse punch. Pick Pep.
Pick
Sam Drayson and Pete Logan, two crooks who have been swindling people with a phony wildlife conservation project, are all smiles. They've dug a hole in the edge of a cliff road so that the car bringing Mark Trail would plunge 500 feet to its destruction. Their smiles would disappear, though, if they could see that road now. For Mark and Scotty, with Andy and the old timer, are standing on it, peering down into the chasm of death intended for them.
Easy, Andy, easy. Oh, you did a good job.
Good. If it wasn't for him, Mark, we'd be down there now.
The way I feel about old Betsy, I might as well be.
Now, old timer.
Well, why'd you want me to do it? When the dog chased that woodchuck onto this hole in the road, why'd we just turn back? Instead of crashing old Betsy over the side there.
Because, old timer, the road was made unsafe. The hole isn't a natural hole.
But, dog,
when Scotty and I got out of the car after that woodchuck went crashing through this hole and down the cliff, we looked at the road and saw it was dug out like an animal trap.
Yeah, and you wouldn't want the fellow who did that to go free, would you, old-timer?
We could have called the Rangers or something.
No, old-timer. Somebody wanted us killed, and we'll have a better chance of finding out who it was if they think they were successful.
But old Betsy, the 20 years you had her.
Mark told you, Mr. Brookfield will get you a new car.
Don't care for a new car. Wasn't murder she was after. Wouldn't ever have left you shoveled, Betsy, over the side there.
We're after the reason somebody wanted to kill us first. Then we'll look for who it was.
Do you have any idea, Mark?
I'm not sure. Old-timer, this property all along this road is part of Wildlife Acres, isn't it?
Yep.
Scotty, we're going to explore this country.
Sure, Mark.
Well, wait a minute. What about me?
If you will, old-timer, you can help us a lot.
Oh, what do you want me to do?
I want you to return the depot.
Hey, you trying to get rid of me?
No, this is important. Send a wire to Mr. Waldo Brookfield. Now, here's the address.
The address?
Yes, why?
Tell it to me. My hearing's a blame sight better than my sight.
Well, you may forget it.
Dagnabbit, young fella, if you got to know, I can't read. Never took the time to learn.
Oh.
Never mind, old-timer. I'll write the wire out.
I just said I can't read.
You don't have to. Just give this to the telegraph operator and tell him to get it right off.
Okay. Then I'll come back here and give you a hand.
That's right. Now get started, old-timer. I want this to get to Mr. Brookfield as fast as possible.
Sure thing. Still plenty of life in me yet. Start out right now.
What are you wiring Mr. Brookfield for?
I'm not, Scotty.
What?
I know these old-timers. Something starts, and they want to stay into the finish. And I don't want to risk his neck along with ours.
Then there's no wire?
No, Scotty. I just told the telegraph operator to keep him in town. I have a hunch that exploring Wildlife Acres is going to be a dangerous job.
Sam, how long are you going to wait before you call the depot?
Relax, Pete, will you? It's only been 2 hours since we heard the accident.
Yeah, but you're just sitting here doing nothing.
I'm playing solitaire. But I'm willing to play gin with you.
Yeah, you're a cold-blooded fish.
What do you want me to do, boil up and run off in 6 different directions?
But suppose they escaped from the car. Suppose it was another car.
Pete, you're a great supposer.
Well, it could be, couldn't it?
All right. If my sitting still makes you so nervous, we'll do something. We'll go down to Dead Man's Curve to look at the crash and satisfy your ghoulish curiosity.
Look at this foliage, Scotty. Wouldn't support a squirrel.
Sure is funny country for a wildlife preserve.
No question about that. Scotty, Wildlife Acres is a racket.
A racket?
Yes. This Drayson and Logan, whoever they are soliciting money for conservation and conserving it in their own pockets.
Well, they won't make Mr. Bromfield very happy.
Well, we'll get word to him right now. I'm going to send Andy down to the depot with a telegram. The old-timer will see him and send it.
But why Brookfield, Mark?
I want Brookfield on our side when we expose this racket. I want to let him take the credit for it.
What?
Yes, and we'll see that his money goes to a real conservation project so he can make himself a hero in 2 ways.
Yeah, sure, Mark. That's a swell idea.
Now, let's start Andy out for the depot while we hold the fort up here. I wouldn't want Drayson and Logan to leave without us knowing it.
You should have driven down instead of walked down.
Don't be a jerk. How could we have turned the car on Dead Man's Curve?
Ah, you're right. But that's a long walk back from here.
Hey, Pete.
What?
Listen. Dog.
Now, look. Up at St. Bernard.
Yeah, that's Mark Trail's dog, Andy. I've heard of him.
Probably searching for his master.
No, Pete. Look. Huh? Around his neck.
Paper. Sam, do you think?
I don't know, but let's get that dog. That may be a message.
Yeah.
Here, Andy boy. Get your belt ready. Pete will collar him.
Yeah. Look up, Sam.
All right, I'll hold him off. Yeah. Wrap the belt around his jaw like a muzzle. Yeah. There.
Nice going, huh?
All right, now let's see what's in the message tied to his collar.
Uh-huh. Well?
Trail's alive.
What?
Yeah. This is a telegram to Walter Brookfield to come up here and see how he's being cheated out of his 25 grand contribution.
Sam, we better find Trail and finish him off there.
No, I got a better idea.
Huh?
Let Trail find us. Come on, bring that dog along.
Ah, but what for?
He's going to be the bait for the second trap we set for Mark Trail. A trap that this time won't fail. Tie the dog up to that stake.
Okay, all right.
Now we'll take him out here in this clearing in front of our shack like a lamb being bait for a lion.
Yeah. There, Sam. He's tied up good.
All right, Pete. Now take off that belt around his jaw.
Ah, he'll bark.
Sure, that's the idea. Look, we left his collar on the road for Trail to follow. Now we want Trail to hear the bait, and when he comes in to rescue the mutt, we'll pick him off from the cabin.
Yeah. That's a cute idea, Sam. Wait. There. The belt's off.
All right. Now we'll load a rifle, sit in the shack, and wait for Trail to show up.
Look at this, Scotty. Andy's collar.
And here, Mark, footsteps. Three pair.
That's Andy. Come on, Scotty, he's in trouble.
Keep your rifle steady, Pete.
Yeah, but when's he gonna show?
I don't know, but... Wait a minute.
Huh?
Something moving on the road down there.
Is it?
It's a man. Shoot! You got him, Pete! You got him!
Shot is fired. A man falls. As Mark Trail walked into their trap, soon we'll know, so keep listening.
Now here's the whole story about that prize in every package of Kellogg's Pep. It's a statuette. Yeah, that's right. A handsome, brightly colored plastic statuette of a cowboy, Indian, football, baseball, basketball player, or an animal of almost any description. Your box of Pep may contain any one of 18 different statuettes. Trade them with your friends. Collect them. Each statuette has its own pedestal so you can stand them up in toy villages. Let them be passengers on toy trucks and trains. And remember, you don't have to send in a box top, wait for your prize, or pay a single penny extra. Just look inside your box of Kellogg's Pep and find your bright, colorful statuette. Best of all, Pep is so super delicious, so marvelous, so malty flavored. Yes, sir. You'll certainly enjoy Pep, every crisp, toasted flake. So tell Mother to pick the package with P.E.P. on the front. P.E.P. for Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. P.E.P. for prize in every package. Yes, to have your fun and eat it, too.
Pick Pep, the prize package, with the powerful powerhouse punch. Pick Pep.
Mark's dog, Andy, had been captured by Sam Drayson and Pete Logan. They tied him to a stake in front of their shack as the bait to lure Mark Trail to his death. At the appearance of a man on the road headed toward the tied-up Andy, Pete fired his rifle, and the man fell to the ground with a scream. Now the two scoundrels, Pete still cradling his rifle in the crook of his arm, leave their shack and walk toward the man on the ground.
He's moving, Pete. You didn't kill him.
I'll take care of that right now.
Now, hold it.
What?
Look at those clothes and that pot belly. That's not Mark's rail.
Yeah, then who is it?
Let's see.
Hey, he's getting up.
What the devil's the idea?
You didn't hit him at all.
Shooting at a man. Why, I'll...
Shut up, fat stuff, and stand where you are.
What?
You heard the man.
Now, see...
Who are you? What are you doing up here?
Don't tell me you don't know your biggest contributor, Mr. Waldo Brookfield.
What? What is it?
You must be Trail.
That's who he is.
Pete, your rival.
No, you don't. What? You... Scotty, release Andy.
Right.
This is for you, Pete.
Call the dog off. Call the dog off. He'll kill me.
Andy.
Now, keep him away.
He won't touch you as long as Scotty or I say not to. Stand guard with Andy, Scotty.
Right, Mark. Most efficient, Trail. Most efficient.
Well, thanks, Mr. Brookfield, but how did you get here?
Came and answered a wire. Said danger, wanted to know what from.
Wire? We sent one by Andy, but he didn't get down to the depot.
This wasn't signed by you. Some character called Old Timer.
Old Timer? Can I see that wire?
Here.
Well, thanks. The two fellas work for you named Mark Trail and Scotty sent me to telegraph office to get rid of me. After a trick like that, don't know as they deserve this, but... If you want them to keep working for you, you'd better get up here fast. Someone try to kill them once, and I'll bet they try again. Can't read a line, but telling this to telegraph man. Hope it makes sense, Old Timer.
Well, what do you know, Mark?
He must be plenty sore at us. But I'm glad he got this wire off to you.
Drove me up to the break in the road. Walked the rest of the way. Greeted by a shot, screamed, and fell down as though hit.
Quick thinking.
Maybe a fool, not an idiot. Now, what's this all about? Gather these two a crooks.
Yes, Mr. Brookfield. They've been taking money from you and other people under false pretenses. There's no conservation of wildlife going on up here at all. It's a racket.
See. Big sucker, eh? Play with something, know nothing about, get burned.
So I guess now you'll forget all about nature and conservation, Mr. Brookfield.
I'm sure you're wrong, Scotty. I'm sure Mr. Brookfield will be more than ever interested in the subject, so he won't get stuck again.
Smooth tongue, nice point, but quite right, Trail. Man's fool who doesn't learn from his mistakes. Going to learn from mine. You and the boy hired to teach me conservation. Want to know all about it. If going to ask for nature lovers' votes, going to get them honestly, not crookedly, like these two got my money.
Mark.
Told you, Scotty. Now, let's get these two into the state trooper's hands so we can get busy initiating Mr. Brookfield into the secrets of the great brotherhood of outdoorsmen.
Any special plans for the weekend, Mark?
Well, nothing special, but I promised Cherry I'd take her fishing on Monday. Nothing I like better than relaxing in a rowboat with a fishing rod in my hand.
Yes, Mark will get his chance at fishing on Monday, but he won't get much relaxation, for both he and Cherry will be attacked by the vampires of the deep, who bring mysterious death to all. So don't forget to tune in, same time, same station, on Monday for
Mark Trail! Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains, Mark Trail!
Remember to tune in then next Monday when Mark Trail will again be brought to you by the Build-Up Wheat Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
This program is entirely fictitious. The resemblance of any name, personality, or incident to an actual person or event is merely coincidental. This program came from New York. Mark Trail by Ed Dodd also appears in the comics of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and Sunday. Stay tuned for Tom Mix and his Straight Shooters. Matt Crowley portrays Mark Trail and Ben Cooper is Scotty. Today's Mark Trail was written by Palmer Thompson, directed by Drex Hines. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.